What's that? No, dear. What are you going to do? Oh, are you going to explain about the biscuits? Do you want mummy to? Do you want mummy to explain? Yeah? Can we tell Lily?
I'll go back to my cereal.
Tim wants me to tell you that if he's a bit of time, he won't be wanting a big one. Because he chose this one, and not tweet his toast. We don't eat our toast, we don't bother with biscuits. It's not hungry. What's the point of it? It's just a choice. That's what we decided to do. Is that what you think? Because otherwise, when it comes to lunchtime, we might not fancy lunch either. Because we might fancy biscuits instead.
So that's what he wants me to explain. Biscuits.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to go? I think it's the initial sort of shyness of it all, you know? Going from one place to another.
Oh! She's a reader teacher in school.
Sometimes. Are you a clever reader?
Would you like to get to a book? Before you break a leg.
She can't cope.
What are we going to do now then?
What are you going to do, Tim? You don't know. How about a postman pat jigsaw? Huh? Oh, I know what you fancied on the way over. What is it? Postman pat jigsaw. What are we going to do, dear?
A very smart trainer's dot.
Well, it's my birthday, Lily.
Oh, is it today? Mm.
So I'm wearing my birthday things. 35
today. Very nice.
Very, very expensive.
Well, they weren't. They looked it, but I got however much money it is off. You know, I was walking down the high street. Oh, it's Thomas today he's got.
Sorry, Thomas.
Come on, Lily. Thank you. Or something. Right.
It's Tim's mummy's birthday today.
It's nice, isn't it? What are you going to get then? You fancy what? Postman Pat Snap. Shall we have a look for it? We're going to root in your drawers for Postman Pat Snap. Is that alright?
James.
Norman.
Henry. I think there's a jigsaws mainly in there, don't you? What's this at the bottom here? Shall we have a look at a different one? Try this next one down here. Have a look in there. Excuse me, dear. Thank you. Can you see it? I think it's all jigsaws in this bit. Have you? Should we try the top drawer? Would you like that one? This is rooted about in this drawer.
Here!
Have you found it? No. Would you like that one instead? No? Hold your fingers. Oops, Daisy. That's it. Let's try this top one. We didn't look in here. Oh, this looks promising. What's this? That's it. Goodie. Hooray. Mummy can go. I'll see you later then now. Found our hearts desire. Found our hearts desire.
Oh, good. Why are they good?
Why are they good? Oh, good. Is it meant to go out? It just did.
She wouldn't say anything, guys. I'm very depressed last
night. Did I look silly? Do I look like one of those newscasters?
And so I said, oh, just a minute, I'll just go in the office. And the Siamese cat came there, meow. Bubba was on my lap and I got the phone. Bubba went, meow. So the Siamese cat went, meow. So these cat, two cats were having
chatting away.
This is a long distance phone call. The two cats.
And like a fool, you let them do it.
Yeah.
Yes, well, don't worry about it, Gwen. Just keep on saying it something.
When did you get that then?
Friday.
It's quite a laugh, really. Yeah. Anyway, have you had a good time?
Yes.
That's for you. AGM minutes or whatever.
When's that for?
Whenever the AGM is.
Weekend.
It's for you it's to study and peruse. So that you know. Well, no, I think it's a good idea. They're giving them out beforehand.
Yes,
so
it's much better for you to look because you're all busy trying to look at them and listening to what's going on.
Well, there you are. You can look now and have your questions at the ready.
I don't know what happened to my dustbin.
Oh, well, what happened?
It was all over the place. The bags were down
it's
there.
It's been very windy.
Yes, that's it then. So, I've watched
those are the mums and toddler tea towels.
Thank you very much.
I've washed them.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, well, I've got a lot of things to tell you.
I bet you have.
You better not go on that thing.
Why not?
Well,
it's private.
Private.
Shall I switch it off then now?
Well, if you want to know.
Well, I do want to know.
Because you had something to do with me. Well, we started off.
Just before you tell me about yesterday, just let's get today sorted. You know when you go to collect Christopher from school? Instead of walking back down to our house, go down towards the pub.
Into that place where you park?
No. Go down the path to the pub. Yeah, at the bottom. The Jolly Farmer. And wait in the car park down there.
Oh, round that.
So that'll save me 5 minutes.
I can't remember which way I go. Do I turn left?
Well, you know when you get up the top, you come out the school gates.
Turn right.
And you turn right. Yeah. And then instead of turning left down towards where we park the car, keep going straight on. So the path goes down the slope.
Yeah.
You follow your nose down to the bottom of there. Then you turn. Well, you just follow the path. It turns right and into the car park.
Oh, so we follow the path. We don't go over that bridge over the road.
No.
Not go towards that. Just keep on the path towards the Jolly Farmer. I've been round there, but I've forgotten it.
Well, you'll see at the bottom of that hill, there's the Jolly Farmer sitting in front of your eyes.
We're going in there then, are we?
Well, I should think so. I don't think the Jolly Farmer does meals.
No.
But I thought if you do that, then I can turn in that car park at the Jolly Farmer and pick you up, and then we can sail off for lunch. Sorry. And it'll just save us a few minutes because it will be a tight squeeze, I expect.
Well, if we're not quick, because we don't want to rush the meeting. It,
oh, no.
To be apart tonight. Well,
right. Two girls on a train.
On Monday morning, setting off. I set off, we had a taxi because it was terrible. And I thought, oh, well, we had a lovely weekend. I'm not going to spoil it by being salty and weren't getting picked at the station. So I said, we'll order a taxi. So we ordered a taxi. Well, he came, the taxi man, you see. And Irene's that it. I don't know what was up with her because she gets my little bag into the taxi, leaves all the doors wide open, and I'm checking out with another bag, and the taxi man says, is it? No. Are there any more people? I said, no. I said, what? So she's not locked. I said, hey, what about the doors? So
she perhaps thought she was going home.
I don't know what she thought. So the taxi man says, give me the key and they'll lock the door. I said, all right. So with a pair of the supervisors locking the door, the taxi man and me. Found out he knew all this area. I had a chat with him on the way, but laugh. So last night, she said, but you know what we did with the door? She said it caused a minor sensation with my two old next door neighbours. They thought she was ill.
Oh, I see.
And the taxi man and I were
taking her away.
Don't know what we thought we were going to do with the guests. Were they not locking her own front door? Because we had to get the keys off her.
Well, at least it was nice that they were looking out.
Well, that's why I said, well, it just shows you that they do watch what you for you, don't they? Mm. They're a nice couple next door. Mm. He's called Fred. So apparently last night he came knocking on the door to see if she was all right. So she'd been out all day to this cousin's at Blakely. She goes on a Monday now. Oh, he said, do you go every week? Oh, he said, I'll bring you a leaflet. You could get a dollar ride for over 70.
Right.
They'd take you there for 20p if you register. He said, I'll bring you the papers.
Oh, that's so good. That's handy, isn't it?
Yeah. She just do 20p because she goes to town and gets a few things. But, I mean, I said, it might be bad weather one day.
Mm.
And you'd be glad to dial it. Mm. But you fill in this form.
From your front door, type of
thing. Yes, a company.
Mm.
So, only in the Manchester area.
Mm.
You know, Manchester City Council.
They do a dial a ride in Redditch. I've never used it. But anybody can use it, but under 70 or something, you have to pay so much. You know, like go to the hospital with it or something.
Yes, you can. Well, anyway. So he brought her these forms. I said, well, it's worth registering. I said, Annie could do that.
Mm.
She's over 70. I said, why? They'd come for her, wouldn't they?
Mm. Do they do things on a regular basis? You know?
I suppose they do. I said, fill it in and see no harm in there.
Mm,
say
no,
say no,
can't
no. They?
Yeah.
So as I was talking to her last night on the phone, the front doorbell's going, it's our friend from next door, looking after her, bringing forms to fill in to get dial a ride. I thought, Johnny nice, isn't it?
Mm.
But they must have been, she said they'd been concerned all day. She never turned up till half past six, see, because...
What did she do after that, then? She went gallivanting off then, I thought.
Oh, she stays there. She stays and gets a meal in town to take to her.
Right.
And she does a bit of ironing for her. she finished her 80th birthday and then had a stroke.
Oh,
when she got over the stroke, she fell and broke her arm. The
first
time that the church warden came for her and took her to church, she fell getting out of his car.
Oh, dear.
So then... I eventually got on the train. And these two girls, I think everybody was going for interviews at Birmingham University yesterday.
Right.
The whole crowd got off. We met this girl. I don't think these two were going to Birmingham University, but they were going somewhere.
Mm.
Stop me when. So, these two girls, I was reading, but couldn't tell, but here could. The girls said, well, I don't look for smart shoes now. I mean, at least I do get a pair of smart shoes, and they were lovely, those shoes, all day.
Mm.
I bought a blue one. She said, I've got a corner in every toe.
How old was she?
Touches about in her 20s, like, they've got all, you know, it's all, I listened and thought, oh, no, students don't change.
Corn on every time.
Yes. She said, I have to. So I squint underneath to see what she was wearing. You know those fancy boots that are very wide?
Mm.
Got some of those on. She said she was crippled if she put a decent pair of shoes on. I thought, well, at your age, what are you going to do? Hey? So she must have been wearing some funny shoes to get caught.
She probably had.
Yes.
Mm.
She learned a lesson the hard way. So then I got into Birmingham. Fine, we were. I bought a sandwich at Piccadilly Station and put it in the bag. Oh, I'll eat these on the train. I get the 12:06. Nice railway man carried me bags down the stairs to the Redditch train.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I was doing very well. I think they're all improving these. Anyway, he said...
They improve with age.
I said, that, oh, yes, I do want to go down these stairs, but... There was folks coming up and down, and someone coming up on the escalator. They ought to have escalators going down, you know, in Birmingham.
They did, yes.
So he carried them down for me.
They might have them, might they, when they finished all this refurbishing.
I can't see where they're going to put them.
I see.
They've refurbished it, but they're not made any space for a down escalator, have they?
Mm.
You've got to go and ask for them to take you on the
lifts
if you're
decrepit
and want a chair.
Mm.
So anyway, as usual, we get on the station, all of a sudden there's a right to do in Birmingham Station. All the trains are coming in at different platforms from usual and delays here. And do you know what it was? But it was on the television last night. It was a huge fire at Banbury.
So everything was coming in on different lines.
It sounded as though it was on the railway, but it wasn't the railway, it was a big factory at the side.
Yeah.
And they said, people getting on this train, it was on the 11th platform, 11 near to where we were. Make sure they get giving it out. You must get out at Leamington Spire if you want Banbury.
Mm.
And they're going to lay some coaches on, because this train is going to avoid Banbury
mm.
to get to wherever it was going.
Mm. That's the trouble with Birmingham, because it's where it is in the country. Any catastrophe up or down upsets whatever goes on.
So there was this poor girl sitting on this seat, and that seat, and then so there was a nice lady sat next to me. She only went, this big, they said, they took the Greenwich train off the thing and put Shrewsbury on, this huge, you know, 125 came. Oh, we said, don't get on there if you want the university. We said, we don't know where the train is, but get on when we do, you'll be all right. She was going.
Right,
into
you can get your coat on and keep talking as we go.
Oh, wow. Is that your idea, is it mine?
It's yours.
Well, anyway. This great big train came in, that was late. They were all standing out there, maybe you've seen, they were all having trouble to all the platforms because of this. Anyway, when I saw the fire.
Shall I take this?
Yes. When I saw the fire at Bambi, they had to move people out and getting water from the canal. It burnt the whole factory down for some reason.
I wonder what it was. What factory?
I've forgotten. It was all the trains were on time.
Have you got the keys for my house as well as yours?
Yes.
Right. Well, no, you won't, but I'm just checking.
Yes. That's a lot of this stuff, haven't I?
Do you like my gear?
Nice. Have you just bought those?
No. Okay. This is what I got at in Exeter.
Oh, lovely. You haven't shown me yet.
The swimsuit that you bought me. I got your card, by the way, I said that already.
Have you done it yet with them?
No, not yet.
I bought it especially for all three of you.
I got
it in Droitwich.
No?
That Christian bookshop in Droitwich.
Well, no, I have the trousers sometimes. Well, the newish, the probably the newest pair I've got, but that's not the point. Come on, dear, just get yourself in this car, else we'll be late. Oh, sorry.
I've got a lot of stuff on me. I'm in the middle of this lawn. I'll tell you about the wedding.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll drop you off at the Jolly Farmer and you can walk up the hill to get to the school.
Well, then I'll
know
you'll
know the way back.
Yeah.
You ever find the school, that is.
What time do I go?
Well, it's 12 o'clock today.
Now, do I just wait outside the classroom when you come?
Yeah.
He knows I'm going, does he?
Yep.
He doesn't want me going away, does he?
I won't see you till next Monday. I said, no, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he'll have noticed your absence. He was so ill on.
He didn't know. No.
What would he think?
My friend Timothy as well.
But he wasn't that ill. He just got feverish in the night, really. He seemed to be over it much quicker.
How's Daddy?
Oh, he's all right. We both survived. Gritted our teeth and made it through the weekend.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be without them, though, would you?
Oh, no.
No.
Just certain times when I could just be with a holiday from them. So the wedding, how was that then?
Oh, that was lovely. Oh, it was cold. So I'm taking.
Were they wearing the thermals?
Well, we were.
Yeah, but we're bride, I mean.
Oh, I don't know what she had on. Because the dresses were deep, low there, and all those low ones at the back. Well, I wouldn't have chosen for March, but I mean, that's
very nice.
It's the same thing, though, isn't it? Off the shoulders.
Yeah, you see, and then the underskirt and everything's all in with the dress, isn't it? But anyway. She's a nice, I like her very much. She's chosen a
nice girl.
He's got this beard growing now.
Alright.
Oh, it was nice though. I saw Paul.
Yes, they'd all be there, wouldn't they?
Paul and David, Paul's young lady. 1st of August he's getting there. Oh, he's turned into a nice boy, as Paul.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah. Failed to really. And I brought the services and things for you. Mr. Douglas did the prayers.
Alright.
But, the church, you see, was burnt down where he'd gone to, but it's nearly finished altering it. And in a sense, it's been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Because you go in and they've got this new entrance hall.
Yeah.
And half made a gallery around with classrooms for the Sunday school. And then you go.
They had a fire at St Leonard's, and they've been saying that really it's been a good thing because they've had to rethink what they want.
Where, yes, that's what.
Because otherwise you're tied by,
yes,
you know,
so
preservation orders.
Yes, yes,
stuff,
but when it gets burnt down, you can't.
There's no preservation.
So, and we've got there fairly early because the taxi man got lost. That's another story. Taxi man got lost in Manchester. Anyway, we got there in
no time. No wonder he wanted you to set off early.
Eh?
No wonder he wanted you
yeah,
to
no
set
wonder.
Off early. Didn't know where he was going.
Anyway, we had a nice trip up past the park, back through Prestwich and all around. Till we found out that Annie says, oh, I know where I am now. Just
he didn't charge you for all that.
No, he took some off, unfortunately.
Oh, that was nice.
He said, oh, it's my fault. So he took some money off. Anyway, we're going to get up, I'm getting mixed up with my stories, I think. This church, we got there early, and the officer now said, as soon as we walked in, the church warden says, toilets are there, thanks very much. So we chatted the name, you know, we said where we'd come from that, so they filled the bits of somebody had come and seen. So the letters look all around, they said, go and look at your shop. So we did, you see, because it's marvellous what they've been able to do. It's not quite finished.
I expect it was packed on it.
It was full,
yeah, yeah,
exactly. And the thing was, we found out afterwards why they'd done it. The organ pipes were in the middle of the chancel and you couldn't see the east window that they'd restored.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I said that's because we've not got that section finished. And it's left to be finished. Oh, crap. But some of the old gargoyles at the church were saved and they stuck them up over the on the dividing piece between the church and this new section. They've got a lovely new kitchen. Very nice. I bet. So obviously they said, well, we've had a very, very good, well, we've still got it, a good treasurer who knew what to do. And instead of telling the insurance people that they give them the bills and they could pay them as they came in, he said, we'll have a look at some. And he's been able to invest it himself.
Mm.
And he was a man that
and
knew what he was
doing. Extra.
Get extra money.
Interest.
And he said, he's paid for everything. Just a little bit more money they want to finish it off.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, with Alan and this new building, he's been very good because he's known the right people.
Yes.
And when things have turned up and they've not been quite right, he's known.
Yes.
There's something sort of practical about it, you know.
They said it's been marvellous with this treasurer. So they said we wouldn't have known.
No.
We'd have got let in, see.
Yeah.
But he said to the insurance people, no, I don't want you just to keep on paying the bills.
Yeah.
He said, we'll have a lump sum.
Yeah.
And he got the lump sum and then was investing it, just drawing out when he needed it, you see. But it was very nice, and we got a proper dinner at this, and you were absolutely famished the time we got there. We didn't get the dinner till gone 3.
Yeah, I thought you'd be late. What time's the wedding? What time is the wedding? 11:30?
12.
12. Did you have 11s before you set off?
Well, we set off for me. I had with Irene.
Yeah.
But we set off from Irene to down past 10, you see.
Oh,
it took him 3/4 of an hour to get us there. So anyway, we had a good look around and the student church warden said, hey, you better go and get some seats today. It's going to get full, you know. Now you've come early, he said. And sit there, he said, you'll see everything. Yeah. It's the only book seats for the immediate family. We sat on this row and it was Paul and his young lady and David all in the row in front of us. And Mr. Smith was in here. It was very nice. All there they were. So we had a good chance, I bet you know. So they came to St. Clement's on Sunday morning. And I reckon if I'd been home Sunday, they'd have got a lift home.
Oh, right.
So, oh, I'm not going to London. Well, I was glad I did because I had a real good chat with them all Sunday night.
Yeah. Because you've got that extra space, you're not worrying about rushing up.
Well, I would have been rushing up. It wouldn't have been fair to Irene, really. It was because we went to walk in the afternoon. Right, to look
but
at
you've got
the,
nothing to rush up for,
look,
have you, really?
No, to look at the trap arm.
Okay. Have they found out any more about how it started?
Well, they're investigating what. You know what it looked like, but he had made a mess of it. Are you taking me to the...
I'm taking you to the Jolly Farm, yeah. Which will give you just about the right amount of time then to walk up. Give you a nice walk, ready for your lunch.
Thank you very much. I'm already having a walk this morning. I went out, there was nobody in the queue for the... I said, what's the matter? She said, I don't know, it's a quiet morning. Well, she's a quiet time of the year, this a bit. Oh, so the number, they're all queuing for papers and... cigarettes. Nobody at the counter for the pub.
Okay, now if you go on this path, oops, it's gone. It'll be underneath the floor. Wait a minute. The job I brought you.
Where's the path gone?
And it's under the floor. I mean, it's you go, the underpass is there, you see. Mm. Can you see the grass there?
Yeah.
If you walk straight across that bit of grass there, you'll come to the path.
I don't want to go on the underpass, do I?
Well, there's no point really, because you have to go backwards and go under the underpass and then up there.
So I'm going left, aren't I?
You're going, yeah. Well, the underpass takes you left, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, we're not going back to the underpass.
But you don't know. You want to go up, you see where that big tree is there?
Yes.
You want to go across the grass and you'll hit a path which goes left up there, past those houses.
I think I've done it once before.
Yeah.
When I used to wander around with
you. All right. Just let me go.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right, go on. You walk off towards it, I'll
and I'll come back.
What did you do today?
It's a monster!
Don't worry, it doesn't matter.
I wanted to go on that!
Well, we're going to collect Christopher in a minute anyway, so he'll want to sit on his seat. So we're going to have... about sitting on a different thing. Can I tell you what we're going to do? Because we're going to do something nice.
What?
I've just left Grandma to go and collect Christopher from school. And we're all going to go out to lunch together. Have some lunch together while Christopher's in Christopher's lunch hour. We're going to go to Tesco's with Grandma. Have a birthday lunch for me.
Christopher?
Yes, with Christopher. And then we've got to take Christopher back to school for the afternoon. And then we'll
Why?
Go and then we go back home with Grandma.
Why?
Because today Christopher's not having his lunch at school, he's gonna have it with us instead. But he still has to go back and work in the afternoon.
Who?
Who? What do you mean, who? Christopher has to go back to work this afternoon. Because it's school time till 3 o'clock. Going a different way, aren't I?
Must we go the right way?
Don't worry, we'll get there. It's just a different way home, that's all. There's lots of different ways from the nursery. Past the water tower.
We haven't.
We haven't what? It's there.
Water tower.
That's it. With you. You're a little stroppy.
That's in my eye.
Could James put sand in your eye? Oh dear, is that an accident? You're always getting sand in your eye, aren't you? I think you must rub your hands in your eyes or something. No. Did Lily help you?
No.
Gwen?
No.
Oh, just you?
Yeah.
Is it still in there now?
What?
Is it still in your eye now?
Yeah.
Oh dear. You blink a lot, that helps to wash it out. What? Blink a lot, because it helps to wash it out. But it's a bit tricky to put water in your eye. Just blink a lot, because that helps. That washes your eye anyway. Here they are, look. Climb through the middle. You had a good morning. Oh, that would have been quicker, would it?
Yes, we're going to go back that way.
You had a good morning, sir.
Oh, it's back quickly. That was better for it.
It is. It's not really far. Did you have to wait for ages?
No, I had a good look and some of these plants gave away to me. Do you imagine how many
of them? I expect he's dead. There's my grandma.
Yeah.
Where's that car?
What car, love? Hello, Timothy.
How anybody are you? Else going home today for lunch?
Yes, there's somebody behind. Who was it that he knew who it was?
I don't
know who it was. No, but somebody came behind us, didn't they? Mother brought a little dog for the walk.
You had a good swim?
We left his things, there's no point in
bringing swim. No, no point in bringing swim things now. Did you have a good swim, Christopher?
Did you have a good swim? Donkey's not dead. He's nodding his head.
What have you done this morning? Swimming?
Mummy,
yeah. It wasn't very long. Oh, why was that then?
Anyway, it was very cold.
Was it?
Oh dear. They got it warmed up.
Did you get out and warm up?
Why are we going this way?
When I got in
the pool, it was very cold going
around
the
edge. Yeah.
We're going to
Tesco's. He's not got himself sorted out, Tim. He's a bit,
mixing him up, are you?
A bit baffled, aren't you, Tim?
Of course he's baffled. Anybody would be baffled. Look at that woman.
That's where Gemma is, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right. Well, you say silly thing, but how else is she going to get across that road?
No other way is she.
Exactly. Not exactly put. They're not put an underpass or anything, have they?
It's that bus stop.
It's a horrendous road.
There seems to be a lot of people coming, cars on it when she did.
Well, there are always a lot of cars on it, so there's no chance. Don't believe in zebra crossings in Redditch. We haven't got any, you know.
No.
I suppose pelican crossings, but we've got one or two of those. Of one of those. We'll have a mass trip to the toilet before we go into the cafe.
Oh, time gone before I came out of my house, but.
Feeling
when I nearly got to their school
at
time.
Oh, they need to go again.
Yeah. Oh, it's even better there, look. Well? When you go straight to there, it looks like you can go back.
does, doesn't it? I haven't really. It was a bit cheating. It was a bit cheating. Right, what do we need? Just money and us, don't we? Decide to take your patches off your trousers again today.
Good.
Oh right, so you've been doing then? Sticking glue. Gluing what?
You haven't got them yet.
Do you want some help?
Oh, he's unplugged now.
Should we do this? Somebody else coming. Right, are we all locked up?
Oh dear! That's
alright,
no
trouble. Echo.
Echo.
You what?
Echo.
There's Edgeworth there, with a J.
Where?
Here.
What
did you for my birthday? Yeah. I've got some biscuit cutters. Dinosaur shape and gingerbread men shape. So we've got to make biscuits all afternoon. Yes, she did.
Tim gave you dinosaurs.
That's right.
And Daddy gave you the feathers.
That's right.
Do you want to
go into the toilet first? Examining what she's going to eat. Did you all go swimming, or were there a lot of you not going today?
Not going in.
Thank you.
Where? Mark.
Who went? Mark went. Have you done any reading or anything like that? Well, I hope so. Sorry, do you want to?
Oh.
You just carry on in this one. Look.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about our family. We'll all go into the one.
Oh,
you're taking your coat off, right? Coat off.
I'll lock it.
No, we don't need to lock it. Come on, there's only us and a lady in here. She may be coming.
Is someone else going to come?
Is it? Grandma, I'll sort them out. Is there anything coming? No. No? We're right here. When did you wait? Did you wait at nursery? Right. Could you like to tell Grandma, ask her if she'll do your face for you, because you're a mess, while I just go to the toilet. You got as far as you were at the wedding.
We went in the church, that's right. Oh, and I've got a thing. Look at it while we're
Let's have a look, yeah. Might as well, because this is a good time while he's rushing around
that's
on there.
Those are the little things that were on the table.
Oh, yes. How many were at the guests?
We reckon there must have been 100 at the meal.
Oh, very nice.
Which is nice. I like the service very much.
Mark Richard Samuel. I didn't realise it was all that.
They all got three names, haven't they? And that's the little card.
Did they all, oh no, a couple of hearts, how exciting. Oh, you had that one.
Yeah, no. It's all very nice actually. Jessica. Back to the rector. I've got something in here that Irene sent for you, the family. Oh.
Who did?
Irene sent those.
What's that?
for your birthday. Oh my goodness, right. Keep them quiet.
I'll put them here.
Here he comes. He's found a friend, look.
Eh?
He's found a friend.
It's alright, isn't it?
Found a friend. Mm-hmm. A friend. He's going to play with us. Chaser. Put it back in the
I don't know what my pictures will come out like, because when we started taking them we were that cold, our hands were going like this.
Yeah.
And then it was, wasn't much room.
No, that would be a good picture if you want that.
Let me get off it before I get to it.
Well, I must be quick. He's getting quite photo happy.
Isn't he?
Mind your head on that thing. Whoops.